Hey everybody, it's Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist with our weekly podcast. Well, I'm a self-awareness junkie. I totally admit it. I think I was born with a constant desire to understand my being and being as a whole just a bit more every single day. I've realized over the years that nothing really thrills me more than some awakening to a fresh idea about myself, about life, and about that grand question of, who am I? Why am I? Those aren't easy questions to answer, but for me, it's always led to a wonderful impulse toward a perpetual search, a lifetime of looking and finding meaning. It's an ongoing process and one that I absolutely cherish. Today, I want to focus on one of my favorite methods of self-discovery, one that I've recently really awakened to and has led to a lot of insight. I'm really quite addicted now to this new approach to discovery, so today's show is devoted to this. It's Discovering Divine Purpose by a Study in Awe. It sounds really cool, doesn't it? Today's journeys of self-awareness we're going to discuss have to do with conscious contact with soul's enlightening moments in our life. So we know that we go through experience and have many life-altering changes to our jobs or relationships or where we live or go to school or whatever. These are significant and can show us a sort of outward path as we connect those dots. I went from point A to B to C in my career, or A to B in my relationships, or expanded my family, or moved from this place to that place, got those letters after my name, earned that particular degree. Those are some of the dots we can connect to see the picture of our lives now. Looking back at those significant points along the way may help us move forward, or they may keep us too distracted by our past to step ahead into something new. But today I really just want to talk about seeing the landmarks and resonating themes that are experienced through soul's special points of contact with us. We can call them angel moments. The recollection of these remind us of significant moments already passed and reinvoke their power, and at the same time may help us get in touch with what our story really is and maybe answer in some degree those questions of who am I, why am I, in a way that propels us forward and opens up life right now in a grander way so we can live what I have been known to call cathedral lives. Those are vast and resonant and colorful and serene and majestic and inspiring lives, as opposed to living in little boxes that are just fine, but not phenomenal. Everyone was made for a cathedral life. There can be nothing less for the child of God that you are. So we can know this, accept it, and be open to receiving the informing gifts of the divine from your own loving and true God life, which will lead you into what suits you and at the same time really makes your life sing with gladness and glory. So, of course, I'm being metaphorical here, but that's me. And that me that is metaphorical, that just connects with the poetic way of seeing and feeling things, is one I've come to know through those soul-guided experiences that we're talking about today. Poetry is me and drives me, and it's actually the way I connect to reality. I'm actually really excited to know that about myself so I can honor that way I feel and know and discover truth and not question it or discount it because it doesn't look like what is more reasonable for someone else. So let's get everyone into the act here. Here's my question for you. What moments in your life have just struck you with awe? Why? Have you really explored those questions? What moments in your life have just struck you with awe? Just open your thought to those and then remember, why did they? Think about those questions. Take time to listen quietly for the answers. Write them down. See where they take you. Feel free to email me if you want to chat about them. It's lauramolitor@gmail.com. I'd love to help you connect the dots on your awe moments. That really just thrills me. So I'm going to give you a couple of quick examples from my experience so you know what I'm talking about, and then think about those questions for yourself. But first, what do we mean by awe? Well, there's a lot of ways to explore it and certainly think about it in your own way. That's always great if you're going to have a understand your own personal connection to things. You can also define your have a definition that you define in a way that feels right to you. But the definition in the dictionary reads this way: an overwhelming feeling of reverence, admiration, fear, etc., produced by that which is grand, sublime, extremely powerful, or the like. Gonna leave that fear part out of that definition for the point of this discussion, but there may be a place for it somewhere as you explore later. But for now, what this really says to me is that awe is something that moves us in a way that is almost beyond explanation, but with a power that's undeniable. It moves us in a way that's almost beyond explanation, but with a power that's undeniable. To me, this kind of grand yet intimate feeling within signifies God's presence, some expression of soul, God as soul, his specific manner of reaching us. Let me say that again in another way. I think awe is our human response to feeling the touch of divinity, a glimpse of heaven on earth, brought to us by the kindness and creativity of God. So I gave a bunch of examples in my personal experience in a piece that I published on Thrive Global a few months ago called The Intimate Ultimate: Self-Discovery, Art, and the Power of Conscious Awe. So you can find that on Thrive Global. If you look me up there, I think you should be able to find it. But I've also got it published back in January of 2017, the archives of my own blog called beingfreenow.blog. So if you want to see it there, or just email me and I'll send it to you. It's I'll try to remember to post it again, maybe on my Laura Molitor Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist Facebook page. So anyway, here are another couple of examples, not in that article, that recently came to mind out of the blue, and I decided that they would be a part of this podcast. So a number of years ago, I went to an exhibit. It was an eclectic mix of paintings and drawings and little mini videos by a couple from a Slavic country. I don't remember which country now or the artist's names, which is really a shame. But I do remember very clearly sitting down and viewing this one video that just kept playing over and over again. It was a film of the woman artist just spinning around and around by herself as if unobserved. There was no sound. And she was just turning and turning and dancing. She was sparsely clothed, but there wasn't anything really provocative about it. I sat and I watched this little video and I wept. I look back at that now and it's clear what was going on then and how that is still significant to me now. It reveals today what is important to me, where I am, where I want to go and be. The video showed a lack of restraint and abandon I've rarely felt, but I always seem to desire. There was grace and beauty, but without any affectation. There was a simplicity with elegance. There was freedom. I wept because those ideas touched me. I didn't see anyone else responding in the same way, or even really responding at all. And now I see that it was something personal to me, specific to me, and it just woke my spirit to a couple of things. One, what I felt was missing in my life. So I cried in a sense of mourning for it, but also what is already in my soul. What is my soul? So seeing how something like that moved me, I was able to say, and I still am able to say, hey, this is important to me. And if it touches me this way, it's not because I'm not these things, but because my soul is reminding me that I am these things and that my job is to see that, claim that, live in accord with that. So that small experience of awe was specifically designed for me, should I decide to look at it and take it seriously, to lead me to know myself and what I am and have a divine right to express. It opens my mind to possibilities and my heart to guidance forward. Freedom, living beyond judgment, giving up a constant need to control in order to let God's natural order hold me up and lead me on. Grace, movement, beauty. So here's another one. It's a little different. Many of my moments are really related to art and music and poetry. Those things seem to just get at me and awaken things that are very revelatory for me personally. But this was a little different, so I want to share it. But it was also something that had a profound impact and was very thought-awakening for me. I went to Sicily in Italy. I saw the countryside, met the people, experienced the culture. And the feeling of connection there was really profound. I have ancestors there. The place is breathtakingly beautiful. And awe is not difficult to feel in a place like that. But I also felt I knew myself better in that place. I could give you specific moments, but I'm just going to kind of talk in general about it. I saw in the people my expressiveness that comes from a place of love and caring for others, making them comfortable, and also from a natural feeling of desiring to live bigger than life, to not hide or be small or be quiet even. The Sicilians were generous and giving and loud and animated and yet still refined and gentle and gracious. I got that. I saw myself explained in a way. Not that we are our human roots, but knowing that that place I went to was also within me made me feel closer to myself and more loving of myself than before. I love those people in their country. No, I didn't live there, but I could celebrate that part of me I see in them and love that about me too. So I don't know if I'm explaining that very well, but it was very freeing to me. It was just an awe moment, an awe time that still, even just thinking about it again, it brings that back to me. So those are a couple of instances, and it barely scrapes the surface of my awe experiences, which are so fun to think about. But it gives you an idea what I'm asking you to think about and why. What makes us feel alive, awakened, moved, thoughtful, reverential, hopeful, and inspired? These are the things that describe us. Learn from those. Be open to learning from those things and see where they guide you. How can I feel awe every day? How did those things move me? How can I put myself in a place of feeling that every day without those specific moments? How would that make my life better? And what can I bring to the world to make it richer as well? Through awareness of what those moments evoke. I believe we can bring so much more to the world by connecting with these awe moments. We're connecting with the divine, what he wants us to see and know and be. So I'm kind of on a mission to get us all more in touch with this very valid and beautiful form of self-discovery and divine purpose activation, putting it into practice. This is an example of what I call the intimate ultimate. It's that powerful spirit of the divine that comes to our sweet humanity and says, here you go. Here's a gift. This is for you. This is you. God is talking to you. He may come to you in prayer and meditation, in church or synagogue or temple. Or he may just let you know who you are and what your purpose is, why you are so distinctly special, in a museum, at a musical performance, out driving on the highway, in a cafe in Paris, or maybe in a view of star-filled sky one night in Maine. I'm going to end this podcast with a poem about that last one, the sky in Maine. I wrote several years ago. Keep in touch and let me know if I can help you on your journey. It's lauramolitor@gmail.com. Connect with me and I'll send you my free 10-step starter's guide to discovering and living your divine purpose. Covered some of these on a podcast recently, another one. And check out more on my website, beingfreenow.com. So here's my poem, written many years ago, but seems appropriate here, came to mind again, and as these things do, they come up when we need them. Maybe the dots in our spiritual journey connect as stars in a vast night sky uniquely ours, yet part of a bigger cosmic design, twinkling and inviting us to discover together ourselves and our place in the universe. Night sky in Maine. The sky is alive. It is a veil unfurled. It is gems embraced by velvet night. It is beautiful. It speaks, it dances, it grows under the gaze of the willing eye. There is mystery in its majesty and majesty in its mystery. I am lost in it. I am found in it. This is one, a whole, a display of glorious impossibility, which winks at man, at me, and shows me what is possible. Infinitude attended in its boundlessness by a dance of lights, a sequence of soul, pondered, loved, explored, gazed upon, and always too big for man and too small for God.